honestly thought that no one would come. So if we speak about Yerushalayim, we're going to scare everyone away. No one's going to come because everyone's going to be scared. So I give the Eilim credit. I want to be Mechazik in Yerushalayim. Get a chizuk. The Mesilas Yesharim, Akdama, writes something very, very powerful, very strong. He writes that the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem shol miyimcha ki im liyira. What does Hashem ask us for? But yira. He says, you find that a lot of even Choshev Talmidei Chachamim and Bnei Torah in the Dor, they spend most of their time in basic Bipulpulei HaSugyas, handling Gemara, Rashi, Kaisis, Ksais, Mekiva Eger, Rib Chaim. And they put loads of kaiches and loads of work. And it's kafaldika. Melis batayr is choshev. And I'm being reminded of Kiyuzet. Das is gadla sa'oda. Abu. Yerushalayim, they don't put work into building it. And that's what the Mesilas Yesharim wrote his Akdama to teach us, that Yerushalayim is not something that comes natural. It's something you have to work on. It's something you have to think about. It's something you have to focus on to make it happen. It's not a natural phenomenon. It's not something that you have the time. And he sees how so many people in the Dar, there's such a big basis on Torah, which is chashuv, and it's important. But it's not a stira. You can have a wonderful basis in Torah. You should be very strong into Torah. But there should be an effort and a thought given in how to build Yira. Because that's what he writes in his Hakdama in his times. And honestly, things haven't changed. I mean, even after he wrote the Hakdama and he wrote his Sefer, it's still the same way. That the mindset isn't such a big dogish. Another Nakuda, the Baal Shem Tov started the Hasidish movement, which is very strong on Simcha in Avodas Hashem, and Ava in Avodas Hashem. And as the Dairus went on, a lot of people have felt that nowadays, that's the Iker, you don't want to get too scary, you don't want to, and it became a very strong Dovish on Simcha and Ava area, and one more time. Just like we said, Torah is gewaldig, Simcha and Ava is gewaldig, and Hasidus is gewaldig. But in no way did the Baal Shem Tov mean that Yerushalayim was not important. Yeah, they can't, it's not working. They can't, they should speak louder. I'll speak louder. In no way does it mean that the... in no way does it mean that Yerushalayim is not important. The Baal Shem himself was very famous in one verse that he said on Yerushalayim, which he repeated a lot. By Yaakov Avinu, he said, Zeh Ashar Lashem on the Kaisel. And he said from the Zohar that Zeh Ashar is Yerushalayim. That's the Shar of all Avodas Hashem. B'li Yira, you can't come to anything in Avodas Hashem. As even if you're Hasidish, in Avada there's a very strong dogish on Simcha and Ava, and it's important. But there also has to be a dogish on Yira, because it's one of the Ikrim. Ma Hashem Shael Miyimcha Ki Im Miyira. Nefesh HaChaim writes in his Prakim, why is it that people are not into building their Yerushalayim? He says, because the Yetzirah knows how important it is. As there's a miyuchadik Yetzahara not to work on Yerushalayim, the Shem Shamayim. That's what he wrote in his Prakim. Not to be makbid on halachas, not to be more easygoing with things, because it's so important. Because the Yetzahara works very hard that people shouldn't be into it. As Yira is Ma Hashem Shal Miyimcha, it's one of the Ikr. Rabbo Ber used to say, there isn't a Musa Seder. He used to call it Seder Shel Yerushalayim. That's what Rabbi Avek called it. He said, we're not learning Musa, we're learning Yerushalayim. The Ikur Limur of Musa is to teach us Yerushalayim. Ma Hashem Shalom Yerucha, Giyim Liyera. I said, where do you have Yir HaShamayim and Yeshiva? I said, Baruch Bey, say, that's what Musa Seder is. That's when you learn Yir HaShamayim. That's what a Musa Shvuz is, learning Yir HaShamayim. As that was a Baruch Bey and his Tifkeit and his Oymich and Yoymid L'Shol Shoshala Inyan. As in his mamish, in his mamagim, he understood what is a Musa Seder, what is Bo'aymik a Musa Seder, Yir HaShamayim. That's the Iker. There was someone that told Rebbe Berg that he said that he has a problem falling asleep at night. As one of his friends suggested to him, take a Sefer Musa when you're going to sleep, when you want to sleep, take a Chovas Alvavis and Mesilas Yesharim, and he says, you'll see, you'll fall asleep right away. As he told Rebbe Berg this, and Rebbe Berg got such a shake from it, he says, if I would take a Chovas Alvavis and Mesilas Yesharim in bed, I'd be so scared I wouldn't be able to fall asleep. A little bit of Shinui HaDairis, yeah. Bavinishvi, but you see what Rebbe Berg, like, psh, Musa is Yira. What is it, why it's very hard for us? Because if we feel like if we're going to develop our Yira Shamayim, we're going to become scared and tense, we're not going to be comfortable, it's going to be very depressing. As there was someone that one time asked Reb Chaskel Levenstein a question. Reb Chaskel Levenstein was the Amud of Yira. Mamish, very strong Yir Shamayim. He was very strong. He was the Alter Litvish of Mahalach, very strong, very Yira. But the Maisi was a very happy person. As a Bacher asked him in Panovich, how are you a happy person? I walk out of Yeshuzim, I'm a Pachad. How do you walk around happy? How are you happy after your. Where's the smile coming from? As Yuchasa says, you don't understand what Yira is. He says, Mashal Ma'adavad Doima. You go to a doctor, and the doctor tells you that you have a very serious machla. But Baruch Hashem, we caught it at an early stage. We could treat it like this, and this, and this, and then you'll be okay. He says, on one hand, you come to the doctor. If the doctor says you have a serious machla, you can walk out. Pachat pachadim, sakana. Of the doctor is, and he tells you, but it's curable. And if you follow, you're going to get better. As you wouldn't be b'pachat anymore. You would have hope. He says, when I learn Musar, as I'm not learning, oh, you should do this, you have Ganim. Oh, you should do this, it's gefelich. I'm learning how I can live life, that I can make it at the Olam Haba, what the cure is. As the tachlis of my year, of my limud musar, is to know that I have to have a cure, and it's important to have a cure, but it doesn't make me miyuyish, and it makes me ois mensch for care. I'm learning the way I have to live life, that I can use it to its fullest, and not damage myself. Because why should I be ois mensch? Why should I be depressed? I'm learning something that's so useful for me. It's gewaltige mashal to bring out what the kavan is. We're not coming to scare ourselves. Okay, you got to learn. You're a shamayim. So, the void is we're learning how to live life in the best way, that we're protected. That's a little bit of hakdama. That learning Musa properly is not going to depress us. Learning about Yir HaShamayim, it's actually going to build us very strong. Yir HaShem Toisif Yom. It adds life. It brings us to a better life. And it's going to help to be by us. That's what we want to try to do together. To build in ourselves a proper Yira that's going to build us. It's not what we think that Yir HaShamayim is walking around the Pachat Pachadim, have to ibamaisa the food in yeshiva, have to say Kriya Shema 5 times, have to wash my hands Netilas Yadayim 8 times to make sure I got everything. Loizu Yir HaShamayim. The problem is, Bizman HaZeh, there's a lot of falseness in what Yir HaShamayim is. Real Yiras Shamayim is a beautiful thing that is something that we're going to grow a lot when we learn together. As Havay, let's start to build, what is real Yiras Shamayim? What does it mean, Yiras Shamayim? Because there's a powerful maral that explains it, and this maral is a big yisur. It really gives us a whole new meaning in what Yiras Shamayim is, the shayrish of Yiras Shamayim. He says what Yiras Shamayim is understanding that everything in our future is Tali in Hashem. That's proper Yiras Shamayim. Meaning, my future, my Shidduch, my children, my Parnasa, my Brias is Tali in Hashem. And where does he bring the Raya to this? He buys it from a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Darshins in the Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the pasuk says, "Ma Hashem shoyel mi imcha ki im liyira." Ma is a meya brachas. As if you make meya brachas kiroi, you're gonna have yira shamayim. V'tzarech beer. What's the shaykhis of meya brachas to yira shamayim? Someone asked me when I said last week we're gonna speak about yira shamayim. Someone asked me, okay, so we're learning Reishis Chachma, Shar Gehenim. That's what Rebbe meant. Oh, that's what everyone, you know, we're talking about Yiras Shamayim, Shar Gehenim and Reishis Chachma. That's Yiras Shamayim. Oh. In the Gemara Menachos is Mavur something else, a whole different kivun. From Meir Brachos, you come to Yiras Shamayim. Mashaychis! Meir Brachos, you come to Yiras Shamayim. Brachos is nice. It's you're thanking Hashem. What does it have to do with Yiras Shamayim? I love the thank you Hashem movement. It's nice songs. Gavaldik. What does it have to do with Yiras Shamayim? Zog the Maral, because the shayrish of Yiras Shamayim is realizing everything we have and everything we do with Tali Hashem. Where do we build that? In the brachas every day. Every day we work on Yiras Shamayim. We get up in the morning, we thank Hashem we woke up. We daven for Hashem, we should have a refuah in the day. We daven to Hashem, we should have chachma. We should have parnasa. We're connecting to Hashem, we're building Yiras Shamayim. It's such an opportunity every day when we make brachas. I make a bracha on supper. Oh, I have supper. Baruch Hashem gave me supper. Baruch Hashem. The more you feel you need Hashem, the more your Yiras Hashem goes to another level. As Ma Hashem Shalom Liimcha Ki Im Liyira. So how do you work on Yira? Step number one. Feeling Yitali Hashem. Reb Moshe Shapiro used to give a mashal, the Sabiris of Eisen, to bring out this maral. So if you ever fly in a plane and you get caught in turbulence, sometimes when you get caught in turbulence, the plane starts to drop. And when the plane starts to drop, all of a sudden, everyone is like shaken up. Once in a plane where it started to drop, as you know, you see the guy who was watching a movie on his screen. When the plane starts to drop, all of a sudden he takes out his tefillin and he starts to davening. Real Yiras Shamayim. What happened? His life's in danger. He needs Hashem. The plane's dropping. He's mepachad padim. He says that's an example of a moment where we really feel we need Hashem. You mummish the plane jaw, yeah. And then you see the real Yira comes out. Everyone has a different Yira Shamayim. There's no movies, there's no dosses. We're davening all together. We realize, we chach. Some people, they don't need the plane to fall for them to have Yira Shamayim. They realize in the whole trip of life, the ground that's under them is Hashem. Their kiyum and everything that's going to work for them is Hashem. The more you realize this, the more you live with this, the more you have real Yiras Shamayim. As the next step, it flows through. If I need Hashem, as obviously I'm not going to want to get him angry. obviously I'm not going to want to get him upset. That's not a good idea. As obviously I'm going to listen to him because I need him. As when a person realizes you need Hashem very strongly, as your whole life is different. And Matisyahu Salamit, when he came to Lakewood, one of the things they asked him to work with was the Bachur who were going off to Derech in Lakewood. As he met with a bunch of these Bachurim, and he came up with an astounding, like, Nakuda. What would you say make Bachurim go off? As all of us would answer Pem Male,
smartphone.
No one would even think twice. What makes all the Bachurim go off? Smartphone, for sure. Matisyahu Salamin came up with a different answer, a very interesting answer. He says his observance by every one of the Bachur that he spoke to, he said there was no real Yerushalayim. In his days in yeshiva, it was all a fake. He was following the crowd, but he didn't have real feelings of Yerushalayim. As when that Nisayan hit him, he didn't have the strength to meet up with the Nisayan. Kolzman, it worked. I called Taif. But when that Nisayan happened, he didn't have the strength. He said he feels there's a tremendous lack of real Yerushalayim. Real feeling, I need Hashem. I'm Talib Hashem. That basic feeling of real Yerushalayim, that my future is Tali and Hashem, wasn't there. There's so much feeling of, I can manage myself. I'm going to manage myself. Kichi v'aitzim yadi. Usali is a higher than Sahara. Yeah. Ramatiz is English, so of course he said that's American culture. That's the problem with American culture. Between me and you, it's a problem with all Gaisha cultures. England, America, England, they're all the same. Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, Usali is a higher. The Gaiva! That Pashit, I'm in charge. I don't need Hashem. Very interesting, and it's Adam Gadol Shekama, wasn't Stama, Zub. Really took it, he looked into it, and he felt very strongly. Okay. As it's such a key in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that Yiras Hashem is the Shar Likones Pnima in all Avodas Hashem. And it's something we have to work on to develop. Like the Mesilas Yesharim says, it doesn't come naturally. How do we work on Yerushalayim? As today we saw something that we all do anyway, every day. But let's start taking it to heart and let's start living with it for real, and we'll see a whole Yerushalayim will be on a different level. B'dor hazu, it's something that needs a chizik god. My wife is a mechaneches in seminary, and she's dealing with someone who's the daughter of someone in Lakewood who's on the outside. He's very yeshivish. He learns. In his home, he's a terror. His midas are ayin b'nai. He watches things that his daughter says, Pashit, she can't respect him the day afterwards when she sees him, and he's watching it in a way that his daughter could see him. He's mamish. Everyone on the outside thinks he's the nicest, sweetest, the biggest nadiv of staka. It's a huge gvir. But on the inside, his wife and his daughter are terrified of him. He's got a temper, whoa. And he does things that are ayin v'nayra. As my wife was speaking to someone in the school and who she works together with, and the person said, I know the father, I'm telling you, you can't trust the girl. I'm telling you, she's lying. You cannot, I know the man, he's such a tyrannic person. It can't be true what she's saying. And I really wish this lady was right. My wife says, The secrets are at home. It's the way people act in the street in front of everyone, the show they put on. And I have to look good, I have to look chashiv. I want good shidduchim, I want my children to go to brisk and bechul, everything, chashiv. Oh, but the Yirah Shamayim! What does he do in his house when no one's looking on the outside? When no one knows? How does he deal with his wife and children? That's real Yirah Shamayim. Because he's not scared of them. They're under him. That's why there's so many problems with Shalom Bayis. There's no real Yirah Shamayim. Let's be boiner biyachad. We don't want to live a fake life. We don't want to live a life on the outside and on the inside to be caved in. We want to build the prim. That's the ikar. As Hashem Yaza, we should take the words to heart. Let's start being mechavin in our brachas, in our tefillas, the olive base to start. Hashem shalom. Let's start realizing we need Hashem. We have to have this yata d'shmai of Hashem. We're going to try to do the right thing, what Hashem wants us to do, because I care about what Hashem thinks more than I care about everyone else. It's something which needs time to develop, but if we work on it together, we'll see. It's something that it will pick up very fast. Ma'ad or d'l'cha'ar b'chleshev, yish klinoi lomoi b'sho'achas. Every thought we have goes real deep, and it builds it in a real beautiful life. As we learned about what real Yirah Shamayim is, we learned it's something that needs work, and we see what happens when we don't work on it. As Hashem Yasa, we should take it to heart, and we should grow. Ma Hashem Shalmi Imcha Ki Ilmi Yirah. Work together, give Hashem gevaldig and nachas ruach. We're working on real Yirah Shamayim. B'derech Shadam Reitzalei Lech Melicha Ma'isayim. Hashem will help us to grow together.